Among the things ocean scientists look for on the seafloor are seeps. These are places where oil and other hydrocarbons bubble up from under the seabed. On a recent voyage in the southern Gulf of Mexico, scientists found a seep unlike any other. It was covered in asphalt. NPR's Christopher Joyce has more on this deep-sea mystery.
It was about 1:30 in the morning, and oceanographer Ian MacDonald was lying in his bunk aboard a German research ship. He heard the winches up on deck lowering the underwater camera sled for another night of filming the ocean floor. He debated sleeping through it or watching.
You know, hour after hour goes by, and every once in a while you see a little burrow, and seeing a fish is a big event.
But he dragged himself into the control room to join his colleagues. They watched the sea floor roll by in a television monitor.
We actually started joking about, you know, was this the most boring seafloor that any of us had ever seen? And I was saying, well, I think this is the most boring seafloor that there ever was.
His colleagues argued that no, they'd seen even more boring ocean floors.
Just at that moment, this great big black wall of some strange material sort of suddenly heaved into view, and we all were just shouting, you know, what is this?
The wall actually lay flat and covered some 75 yards on the sea floor in a region called Campeche Knolls. There were several of these. They looked as if they'd been squeezed out of the sea floor and then solidified. They were essentially asphalt, hardened tar. They were found on the edges of salt domes that had been cracked apart as if something violent had happened. MacDonald says hydrocarbon seeps are usually a mix of sediment and runny oil. Research submarines that visit them come back up covered with it. But this was more like, well, a paved road. And then there were the animals living on or near the asphalt.
You have the tube worms, and there are species of mussel, and then there are a whole variety of clams, some clams that I hadn't seen before in the Gulf of Mexico, very large ones.
And there were innumerable shrimp and lobster and other species. Many of these animals are called chemosynthetic. They live near deep-sea vents and seeps. They don't eat food. There isn't enough.
The only food that can arrive in the deep sea has to drift down through, you know, miles of water. It's a very nutrient-starved setting, lightless, dark, cold. And that's what's so remarkable about finding these large oases of biological community.
These tube worms and other animals eat chemicals from the vents and seeps, sort of the way plants use sunlight and carbon dioxide for energy. MacDonald, a professor of environmental science at Texas A&M University in Corpus Christi, describes the discovery in the latest issue of the journal Science. Deep sea biologist Chuck Fisher at Penn State University says he's never seen anything like it. He says isolated seeps like this one raise lots of questions, such as, how do the animals find these places?
They're only going to live if they land on a seep, and if they land anywhere else, they're not. Is it a matter of the larvae finding the right place, or do these animals just make billions and billions of larvae and with a very, very small chance of survival at any one of them?
But none until this one that's paved.
There are a lot. I think that it's too early for us to put a number onto that. There's a heck of a lot more of them out there than we thought even a few years ago.
Christopher Joyce, NPR News.
Photos and video of the asphalt seep are at our website, npr.org.